This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Wob Firo. From our / erotica, the title of this post is Stepdad's Camping Trip. Sit back and enjoy the story.
The charred smell of barbecued burgers filled the busy campsite as they all laughed around the whitened coals. Zara smiled as Derek, a middle-aged teacher who always tried a little too hard, hopelessly played the guitar. Derek, like everyone, was feeling the effects of a few drinks. "It's a shame about your mom," Veronica said to her as she passed Zara another wine. It was only recently Veronica had joined the group with her husband, but the pair gelled well into their dynamic. Next year they'd be returning as a trio, if the slight bump in her stomach was anything to go by. Zara shrugged. Each year they came on their family holiday to the campsite, but this year her sister had been so sick that she couldn't travel. In the end, her mom had insisted Zara still accompany her stepdad, Ollie, whilst she volunteered to stay home. "I have more pity for Zara having to put up with Ollie all weekend," Chris, Veronica's husband, laughed. "Tell me about it." Zara smiled and shook her head. Ollie had a habit of stealing the spotlight, and right then he was dancing around with a scarf tied to his head. Zara's mom had warned her about letting him get drunk. Ollie was charismatic and witty and generally well-respected in every walk of life. He was the reason they'd become a part of the camping group. The guys at the campsite looked to him for direction, whilst the women simply looked at him. He had tan skin, black hair, and more muscle than a pro wrestler. Not once had his glance ever strayed, though. Ollie was devoted to her mom. A few more beers later, and the group had begun to disperse until just Ollie, Zara, Veronica, and Chris remained. "It looks like you'll be Nurse Zara tonight," Chris teased. Ollie swayed as he grinned at Chris, and then at Zara. His glazed eyes weren't focusing properly and his smile looked sloppy. For a moment she even thought she saw him glance at her chest. "Zara's a tough girl," Veronica smiled as she stood. "If anyone can handle Ollie, it's her. Why do you think her mom left her in charge?" Chris shrugged. "A bit of daddy and daughter time is good for the soul. See you in the morning, guys." Zara followed suit and began to get her stuff together ready to take back to the tent. Beside her, Ollie stumbled as he stood and she really hoped she wasn't going to have to catch him. "If anyone can handle me, it's you," he mused as he staggered to the tent behind her. "You better believe it, Mr. Karaoke. Now get to bed and sleep it off before Mum kills me." Ollie slumped on top of his blanket fully clothed. When she was sure he'd nodded off, Zara changed into her sleepwear. The tent offered little privacy, and it was a long time since Ollie had seen her undressed. When she was comfy, Zara quickly nestled under her blanket away from the cold and let herself drift off to sleep. An unfamiliar pressure stirred Zara from her sleep. She lazily opened one eye to find that the inside of the tent was submerged in darkness, and the world was silent and still, except for a faint rustling. The sleep faded enough for Zara to realize the noise was coming from behind, as was the pressure that had woken her. For some reason, Ollie was shuffling towards her with his chest pressed to her back. The tent was cold, so Zara sloppily chucked a blanket his way and shimmied so there was space between them. A hand clamped to her waist and stopped her from moving away any further. Instead, Ollie pulled himself towards her and wrapped a thick arm across her chest. His chest pressed against her and his hips pushed closer. Something hard dug into her ass. Zara was mortified, but she didn't want to wake him and make the situation more awkward. Ollie was used to being in bed with her mom, so he probably thought he was cuddling her. The beer won't have helped. Zara tried to sleep, but she couldn't help but hear the rustling continue. She was sure she could feel his body moving gently against hers, but she wasn't sure if he was just getting comfy or if his hips were rocking. "I need you to be quiet for me," his warm breath filled her ear as he whispered. Zara swallowed. Things were beginning to get out of hand and she wasn't sure what to do. She'd read online that you weren't meant to wake up someone when they were having a restless sleep, but she didn't feel like she had much choice. She thought that maybe if she tried to squirm free it might stir Ollie, and then they could deal with the awkward aftermath. Her body writhed in his tight grip as the rocking of his hips continued. "MMM," he moaned. "Keep moving it like that for me." Something wet slid against her thigh as fingers fumbled with the leg of her shorts, and a moment later she felt Ollie's cock sliding between her ass cheeks. He was naked. He was holding her. His actual bear cock was leaking in her shorts. "Ollie," she whispered. The tents were so close together and she didn't want to disturb any of the others. It would be mortifying for Ollie, not including the fact Zara's mom would kill him. "Ollie, it's me. It's Zara." His thumb stroked her cheek. "Do you know how long I've thought of this tight ass?" He tightened his grip. For a second, the tip of his cock pressed close to her hole, and Zara flinched. What the fuck was going on? "You're a good girl, Zara. And I'm a good husband. But every time you skip around the house in those skimpy shorts or that tiny kimono, I feel something inside of me stir. Ollie, I thought I'd be able to control myself on this trip." A hand slipped under her top and pinched a nipple. "But then I saw you in those shorts." Zara bit her lip as he twisted her nipple. His other hand pressed against her stomach. All this time he had been perving on her, and she hadn't realized. She was a little creeped out to know he'd been hard for her, but at the same time she found it weirdly flattering. "I saw your pussy once," he whispered, and she could tell he was grinning. "You bent over in your kimono, and it slipped out. It looked so cute, so tight. Ollie, I think you're drunk." Ollie moved his hand from her nipple to her throat and squeezed. "Is it?" Zara didn't feel it was right to answer. She tried to wriggle free, but his hips just thrust ever harder. This wasn't the man who had raised her. "Is it tight?" Zara nervously nodded. She'd only slept with a couple of guys. "Can you feel my cock?" The rod digging into her ass was undeniable, so Zara nodded. But Ollie didn't seem satisfied. He jerked her hand from her side and pulled it to his crotch. She resisted initially and kept her fist clenched. But Ollie simply rubbed himself against her. Eventually, curiosity got the better of Zara and she relaxed her hand just enough for him to slide into her palm. His cock was warm and it was thick. With each push, he spread her fingers further apart and it still felt like she was only at the tip. "Can you feel what your tight pussy does to me?" Zara could. It was no longer her stepdad laid beside her. It was now a predator ready to catch its prey. Zara also couldn't deny the feeling between her legs. Her pussy tingled as it leaked from the feel of his cock against her. She felt so wrong being turned on, but Ollie's confidence was encouraging. "I need you to be quiet for me." He stroked her hair whilst his other hand traced circles on her pant line. "Why?" she asked. Surely there was a limit to how far this would go. His hand slipped beneath her shorts and she felt two fingers slide between her thighs, just close enough to her pussy that it sent a shock through her body. "Ollie." He massaged her gently and she tried her best not to react. She thought if she didn't show signs of pleasure that he would stop. "You don't need to talk," he reminded her. His hand brushed gently over her slit and Zara's knees jerked. He then returned to caressing her thighs before roughly squeezing her ass. "You're so wet," he mused, and Zara found it weird how much satisfaction he was getting from this. His hand disappeared for a moment before returning with his cock, which he placed between the folds of her pussy. She felt the monster curve around her body, almost reaching her belly button, and tried not to squeal. His hips rocked back and forth and she felt him slide against her, his shaft smearing her wetness around. "Ollie, no." But Ollie didn't have time for her protests. He clamped his spare hand across her mouth and growled into her ear. "Shut up before the neighbors hear," Zara whimpered. Their friends were in the surrounding tents and they'd never look at Ollie the same if they knew what was happening. Ollie's cock pulled away from her and was replaced by a finger. He rubbed up and down her slit with a slight circular motion that made Zara's toes curl. Then he slid the finger inside of her and began to gently thrust. "See, that's a good girl," he praised as she remained quiet and still in his grip. "We need to warm this tight pussy up." He slid another finger in, and when he realized she could take it, he pushed in a third. Ollie was a big man with big hands and Zara could feel the pressure on her hole. She could also feel the pressure inside as his fingertips rubbed against the walls of her pussy in a rhythmic motion whilst his lips kissed her neck. It took everything Zara had not to moan under his touch, but she resisted. She resisted because it was wrong, and also because she didn't want him to tell her off anymore. The hand clamped across her mouth made it hard to breathe. "I can't wait any longer," he breathed into her ear, and she shook her head as he pulled away. But Ollie didn't pay her any attention. He pushed her onto her stomach and then she felt him over her. The tip of his cock lined up with her hole as he lay his weight against her back and prepared himself. Then he was sliding inside of her. His cock was thick and she felt her body stretch around him. It was unnaturally long, too. It seemed endless as it slid deep inside of her. She tried to squirm away, but Ollie's hulking body was crushing her. All she ended up doing was wiggling her ass, which made him moan. When he began to rock his hips, she still couldn't feel his balls despite her pussy being the fullest it had ever been. With each thrust, he groaned, and Zara could feel his warm breath against her neck. Zara, baby. Zara's body was in meltdown as Ollie's cock sunk deeper. Her conscience screamed for him to stop and to think of their family. But then her back was trying desperately to arch and allow him further inside of her. The feel of his coarse chest hair against her back and the smell of sweat and alcohol only amplified her descent from innocent daughter to desperate girl. Ollie felt her ass press against him and allowed her a little space to move. She spread her legs and perked up her cheeks as he continued to warm her up. His fingers ran through her hair and curled into a fist, yanking her head back so that their faces were parallel. "You're going to take all of Daddy's cock, baby," he growled. Zara stared at the wall of the tent, which dripped with condensation as her silent breaths escaped with every thrust. Ollie gave one final, slow thrust and allowed every inch of his cock to penetrate her. She felt so overwhelmingly full as his balls pressed into her wet pussy and she couldn't withhold the gasp. "That's a good girl," Ollie whispered as his grip on her hair tightened. "Chris is in that tent next door, so you need to be quiet for me. I've seen him looking at your body. I don't want him getting any ideas, Chris." He seemed too nice to be a perv, and even if he was, why did Ollie care? Ollie's breathing became heavier as his thrusting quickened. He ensured that his cock was fully buried inside of her at every opportunity, but his huge body moved with such force that Zara couldn't help but jolt. It wasn't long before the rhythmic sound of their bodies slapping together filled the tent, and it was driving Zara wild. She slipped a hand to her crotch and began to rub her clit. Her pussy was practically dripping and she could feel the bulge of Ollie's erect cock moving inside her. Her fingers flicked her clit for barely a minute when she felt pleasure begin to explode through her brain. She moaned as quietly as she could as her body began to shake and her pussy began to clench. Ollie was moaning and praising her for making his cock feel so good, but she couldn't concentrate on his words. She was riding out the wave of her orgasm, which seemed heightened by her inability to scream. Part of her wished the others could hear her. Whether intentional or not, Ollie's grip had tightened. One hand yanked her head right back whilst the other squeezed the air from her throat. His own head was pressed into her shoulder and she could feel his teeth clamping around her skin. Where their bodies met was soaked with sweat now, and between that and her soaked pussy they practically slid against each other. What had once been a dry slap was now the smack of wet thighs and sloppy squelch of dripping pussy. "I feel so full," she moaned into Ollie's ear and his pace quickened. "Is Daddy's dick big enough for you?" Zara nodded. "Are you going to be a good girl for me on this trip?" "Oh, Ollie, I never want to leave this tent," she gasped as he pounded with all his force against her. Ollie gasped and his hips bucked. "I'm going to cover that pretty ass with cum," he growled. "No." Zara's hand shot down and grabbed his balls. She pulled his cock back inside of her. "She'd earned this. You want my load? I can give you my load, girl." Ollie went back to slamming his weight against her as his hand pushed her body down into the airbed. She felt his cock begin to pump, but it was so long it seemed to take an age for him to come. Yet when he did, he unleashed a flood. Cum sprayed from his cock and filled her pussy, the excess oozing from her hole and down her legs and stomach. Ollie continued to thrust, burying his seed inside his stepdaughter as he released a primal growl. Zara bit her lip as she felt him twitch and spurt between her legs and wished she could see the mess. His sweaty, hairy body collapsed onto hers, his cock still buried inside, and he finally released his grip on her hair. "Good girl," he whispered before his breathing turned into light snores. Zara's pussy ached and her mind brimmed with dark thoughts as her stepdad's cock went limp still buried inside of her. She let him sleep, at least for a little while, before she began to move her hips around. Cum continued to leak from inside of her as his cock slowly began to stiffen until she was once again full. Ollie continued to snore, but Zara didn't mind. She rolled her hips so his cock slid around inside of her. Before long, she was coming again, her pussy clenched around her sleeping stepdad's cock.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.